Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Inside Edition ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this. All of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings, or the midnight munchies. Yeah. You know who you are, with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Campus anarchy. Storming the student barricades. Growing chaos on campuses across America.
And the push to call in the National Guard.
As Donald Trump weighs in from his trial.
Very radical people wanting to rip the colleges down.
Then, ring camera kidnapping.
Please help me! Please help me!
And the grieving family of 2 kids mowed down by an accused drunk driver.
Funeral.
And first video of the driver in court. Then, death by mushroom.
The mom who went out to dinner and an hour later was fighting for her life.
Her final message to her family.
She wrote a note to me. I said, I love you.
And the popular clothing brand.
Brandy.
Why the fashion brand is being called an evil cult.
It feels honestly disgusting.
And Gator Smackdown. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Calvi and today for Deborah. It may look like a war zone, but this video was shot here in America as chaos continues on college campuses across the country. 150 students were arrested at New York University, while across the country in California, students barricaded themselves as they faced off with cops in riot gear.
Campus chaos is spreading coast to coast as pro-Palestinian agitators step up their campaign. Protesters clashed with police at New York University as cops tore down a tent city.
Leave the plaza now or you'll be arrested for trespass.
150 were arrested as police filled the streets around the university campus in Greenwich Village. And the protests continue today, including here at NYU. But check this out. Over my shoulder, you can see the university is actually constructing a large wooden wall outside of the Stern Business School. This is going to span the entire entrance to the school, blocking the area where the pro-Palestine protesters set up their encampment just last night. Clearly, the university is concerned about that same thing happening all over again. Uptown at Columbia University, this is the scene inside the huge tent city on campus. Dozens of tents are packed tightly together, and conditions are becoming unsanitary. All classes at the university are now hybrid for the last 5 days of the semester, and the toxic atmosphere of anti-Semitism is prompting some of Columbia's billionaire donors to withhold their financial support. That includes New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft.
I just can't believe in New York City at Columbia University, Jewish students are afraid to go to classes.
There were violent clashes with police at California State Polytechnic in Northern California, where students occupied a building and barricaded the entrance with furniture. One student repeatedly clonks a riot cop on the helmet with a water cooler bottle. Police tried to battle their way through the barricades, but were actually forced to retreat from the narrow doorway. At the University of Michigan, protesters disrupted the annual honors ceremony, striding across the stage, displaying anti-Israel placards. The ceremony was abandoned.
Where are the police? Why do they let these people win?
For some unknown reason, even actor Alec Baldwin was confronted in a neighborhood coffee shop near the NYU campus by a woman demanding he express support for Palestine.
Alec, can you please stay free Palestine one time?
When he refused, she taunted him about his upcoming trial for involuntary manslaughter.
You kill that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec? Free Palestine, Alec, just one time.
After ignoring the provocation, the 66-year-old actor couldn't take it any longer.
Could you give me one quick favor?
He may have had enough, but protests across the country seem likely to continue.
And heading into his hush money trial today, former President Trump weighed in on all the unrest on college campuses, saying more cops should have been sent in to restore order instead of them being at his trial.
Donald Trump is speaking out about the chaos on the nation's college campuses.
What's going on is a disgrace.
He says the police presence at the courthouse should be reassigned to crack down on the college protests.
We have more police presence here than anyone's ever seen. For blocks, you can't get near this courthouse. And yet you have nobody up at a college where you have very radical people wanting to rip the colleges down.
Meanwhile, Trump could face sanctions today for allegedly violating the gag order. Prosecutors say he's bashing witnesses and the jury on social media and in interviews like this one from Sunday.
That jury was picked so fast, 95% Democrats. It's a very unfair situation, that I can tell you.
Trump faces fines and potentially a stint in jail. The Secret Service is reportedly holding meetings with New York City jail officials on how to handle the logistical nightmare of safely incarcerating Mr. Trump.
You're going to have probably some isolation away from the general population of the prison so as to not disrupt the daily happenings within that facility. My expectations that is that the federal agents will be armed in that facility, which is another reason why I believe they will try to isolate the former president.
No one is watching the former president more closely than veteran courtroom sketch artist Christine Cornell. She has drawn Trump for decades, but says she has never seen him this angry.
He's in a very sour mood these days. I think he just looks grumpy all the time. He's really fit to be tied, ready to explode. It's starting to wear him down. I think he's lost a little weight. I think he's just a tiny bit deflated.
And Melania Trump is taking heat from her former press secretary, Stephanie Grisham, who's blasting her for releasing a $245 Mother's Day necklace the week her husband's trial begins.
Do you have any sense what she could be selling the jewelry for? I mean, is this just money for herself, money to raise money for the legal defense? What's it for?
So I try not to laugh at the thought that she would be raising money for his defense. I'm so sorry. That's absolutely not going to be it. She's doing it for herself.
This woman is accused of getting behind the wheel drunk and crashing into a birthday party, leading to the death of two young siblings. Today at her arraignment, she faced murder charges while the victim's aunt tearfully addressed the court.
She is the anguished aunt of two adorable kids who were killed while attending a birthday party by an alleged drunk driver.
I will never look at the month of April the same ever again.
8-year-old Alana Phillips and her 4-year-old brother Zane were killed instantly when the speeding car zoomed right into the birthday party venue where their family had gathered. Their mother and a surviving sibling are still fighting for their lives.
I had to see my deceased niece and nephew. I had to see their very last moment. I had to be the one to tell my sister her babies were gone when they removed her ventilator yesterday.
The accused drunk driver, 66-year-old Marcella Chittister, appeared in court today, bruised and battered. Surveillance video shows her car speeding for the boat club where the afternoon birthday party was held last Saturday in Berlin, Michigan. A gaping hole was left in the side of the boat club.
Some of the people there described it as they thought someone had planted a bomb, and a bomb had actually gone off because this vehicle had driven and literally through a wall.
We were supposed to be planning a birthday party for Zane, not a funeral.
The suspect's attorney says she only had one glass of wine 4 hours before the crash, adding that she suffers from epileptic-like seizures in her legs. Now imagine checking your Ring camera and seeing this. A woman in obvious distress screams for help as she's grabbed by a man from behind and carried away. Many wondered if this was a random attack. But cops in Oregon say they do know each other and the man has been charged with kidnapping. She's a mom who got deathly ill 1 hour after eating at a sushi restaurant. But it looks like it wasn't the raw fish that made her sick. The health department says it was most likely a mushroom in the sushi. As Jim Murray reports, her death was so painful, she wrote a handwritten note to her family that she couldn't go on.
This loving wife and mother went out to lunch, and her family says ordered the special roll at a sushi restaurant. An hour later, Donna Ventura was clinging to life with severe food poisoning. After 13 days of fighting for her life in the hospital, she became so weak, she scrawled this final message, "I don't think I can go on." So what could have triggered the deadly food poisoning? You may be surprised to learn it appears it wasn't raw fish at the sushi restaurant. Instead, the local health department says it was most likely this, a morel mushroom served to Donna at the restaurant. The health department says over 50 individuals reported becoming sick after consuming morel mushrooms at Dave's Sushi Restaurant in Bozeman, Montana. I spoke with Donna's devastated husband, John, who wears their wedding rings around his neck. She got ill. You'd think it's the sushi. That's not what it was.
That's correct. She ordered the special of the day, which included morel mushrooms. And uncooked morels, as we now know, can be lethal.
Her husband says his wife of 33 years went into cardiac arrest and suffered multiple organ failure as toxins surged through her body.
This was a very painful ordeal for her. It was almost impossible for her to talk. And near the end, she wrote a note to me. I said, "I love you." And then she wrote a note to our son. She wrote a note to our son that said, "I love you, Mr. C," which was her nickname for our son.
The health department says the morel mushrooms that were served to Donna were raw, reportedly prepared without any cooking process. Morel mushrooms grow in the wild, and many chefs consider the mushrooms to be a delicious addition to a dish as long as they are cooked.
Hunting morel mushrooms is very popular among people. They're a good edible mushroom if they are cooked thoroughly. You don't eat raw chicken. You don't generally eat raw beef. There are just some foods that you need to cook. And with morels, it's very important.
The woman's family is suing the restaurant, which denies any wrongdoing. This middle school student is bravely speaking out at a school board meeting. The 13-year-old is describing a terrifying scene, watching a student repeatedly bash a classmate in the head in the lunchroom. The weapon, a trendy Stanley cup. Les Trent is at the school as students remain traumatized by the attack.
A brave young lady, she's only 13 years old, takes the floor at a school board meeting.
I just hear all this screaming and everybody running.
Emily is describing a vicious attack that she says she witnessed in her middle school cafeteria. She says a seventh grade student attacked another student using a Stanley cup like this.
You just hear these terrible, like, loud bangs of the Stanley bouncing off her head. And we had to watch them take her out with blood dripping down her face, and I will never forget that.
The Stanley Cup is the hot new thing, a must-have status symbol for many.
It happened at this school in North Wales, Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia. The pupil who spoke at that school board meeting says she saw something that no kid should ever see in school. And she says she tried to warn school officials that the attacker had a hit list and that she was on it.
Her father also addressed the meeting.
She was number two on this girl's hit list.
This was the scene outside the school district offices today as parents parents demanded answers.
How scary is it that this happened in your school?
Oh, absolutely horrifying.
Should this child be allowed back in school?
Never! Never.
That brave youngster who spoke at the school board meeting summed it up this way.
I don't get how you couldn't have stopped that.
The school says they are working with law enforcement. An alligator strolling through a Florida neighborhood meets his match, getting wrangled by a dude with his bare hands. Turns out the gator messed with the wrong guy because he's an MMA fighter, and this was not his first alligator smackdown.
An alligator darts across the street, and that's a dude trying to grab the gator by the tail. Then he makes a bold move, pouncing on the gator's back and clamping down on its ginormous jaw with his hands. And look, he's not even wearing shoes. The gator puts up quite a fight. With the gator finally neutralized in his iron grip, the hunky hero proudly shows off the beast to the crowd in Jacksonville, Florida. So, who is the gator dude? Mike Dragich is an MMA fighter, an ex-Marine with a gutsy side hustle wrangling wayward alligators. Last year, he tangled one-on-one with a 10-foot gator outside a school in Jacksonville. Now, he's done it again.
I was at the hockey game with my kids, so I wasn't prepared at that time to catch a gator. So I just used what I had, which is my bare hands and my bare feet.
Mike says his latest gator smackdown was his wildest yet. We'll be right back.
Next, the popular clothing brand.
Brandy.
Why the fashion brand has been called an evil cult.
It feels honestly disgusting.
And the dog ate my ring.
We think Ember swallowed Mom's diamond ring.
Could the precious ring really be in her belly? Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
If you have a teenage daughter, you've probably heard of Brandy Melville. The fashion brand is a huge hit with tweens thanks to creative marketing on social media. Now, controversy, as several employees come forward saying it was a toxic work environment. Here's Allison Hall.
It's the fashion brand teens go wild for.
My name is Riley. Brandy.
Social media is filled with teens showing off their clothes from Brandy Melville.
The thing about Brandy is it's just basics, but like they fit so well.
The chain was able to become incredibly popular because it built this social media empire where it had a lot of the teenage girls who worked in stores also served as de facto models.
Brandy Melville has more than 40 stores in the U.S. and nearly 100 worldwide. Now a new documentary is shining light on what's being called a toxic culture behind the scenes at their stores.
The documentary airing on Max is titled Brandy Hellville and the Cult of Fast Fashion.
There was no white people working in the stockroom. If you're white, you had to be in sight.
Black and Latina employees ended up in the stockroom, kind of hidden more and more.
21-year-old Brianna Gomez started working at a Brandy Melville store in California when she was just 15.
Many girls who worked there were minors. I would say we had more people under the age of 18. It just doesn't seem logical to have little girls running a store.
They wanted to reach this very thin, white, wealthy teenage girl.
Business Insider's Kate Taylor investigated Brandy Melville and calls it an evil cult teen brand.
The biggest problems I saw with Brandy Melville was the racist hiring practices, the sexual exploitations of workers. People said that they felt like they had to change in front of these older male higher-ups or their jobs could be at risk.
We reached out to Brandy Melville for comment but didn't hear back.
Still to come, the dog ate my ring.
We think Ember swallowed Mom's diamond ring.
Could the precious ring really be in her belly?
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You've heard the old excuse, the dog ate my homework. Well, wait till you hear what this pooch ate.
Marsha Baker freaked out when she realized her 30th anniversary wedding ring was missing from the dresser.
I'm like crying because I can't find the ring, and I kind of knew who did it.
Yep, all signs pointed to Ember, the rambunctious 2-year-old golden doodle. Marsha thought Ember had dropped the ring in the grass. She started combing the lawn. Her daughter, Michaela, had a better idea.
I'm like, let me grab this metal detector before it gets too dark, and then we'll head to the house.
Ring camera video shows Michaela and her husband coming to the rescue with metal detectors. But first, they wanted to see if maybe, just maybe, Ember had swallowed it.
So I'm checking for the chip.
That's her chip.
There's the ring.
Yep, it was Ember after all. So off they went to the vet. There it is. An X-ray showed the ring in Ember's tummy. Here's another image in the belly of the beast. The vet performed a gastrointestinal endoscopy.
I get a phone call, and he said, we got the ring out. Ember's fine. The ring's fine.
The ring is now back on Marsha's hand, and time will tell if Ember's days of mischief are over.
Hard to be mad when Ember's so cute. And coming up, Pumping Iron, Toddler Edition. Finally today, meet Rocky's Mini-Me.
This little guy is giving it his all. But can he really deadlift that huge weight? Whoa, wait a minute. That barbell is fake.
No pain, no gain, I guess. And that's Inside Edition. We'll see you next time.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats.com and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of 2 women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.